Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your into your week. Random things. Not the week that we can squeeze into your thing. We've not even started yet.
You've been away for 3 weeks.
Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas, and tour tickets are still available. I'll say where they are, you try and do the accent.
Oh, okay.
Tour tickets are still available, G and Divas, in Bristol.
Cheers Drive.
Manchester.
Good night.
Cardiff. Cardiff.
I can't do Welsh.
Say, whose coat is that jacket?
Whose coat is that jacket?
I see those two houses on the hill.
See those two houses on the hill?
Mine's the middle one.
Mine's the middle one.
Probably all tickets available for Cardiff now after that. Birmingham.
All right, my duck.
All right, I'll give you that. And Belfast.
Northern Ireland. Nine. I'm Arlene Foster from the DUP.
She's not in the DUP anymore.
Oh, no. I was Arlene Foster from the DUP.
When I lived in Northern Ireland. A woman who lived a few doors down, and we thought my mum was loud. She's going, James! James, in the house, nay! James, get in the house, nay! James! Yeah, used to do her impressions as well when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, forgot about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shall we look at some responses that have sent in? This is from Lisa. I saw a man over 30 years old running somewhere today, and it was not for exercise. Ah.
I did as well. I seen a man running for the bus today on the way in.
Was he over 30?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a disgrace. I actually happened as I was driving home listening to this week's, episode, and I kid you not, he looked like he was about to shit himself.
See?
Moral of the story, I totally agree with William. Over 30 should not run in public places. They've had 30 plus years of practice to not be late. I was watching him whilst waiting at the junction, and given Jordan's question of if it's okay for people over 30 to run somewhere if you need a poo, I just found the whole thing hysterical because this guy certainly looked like he was holding something in.
See?
I hope he didn't have a medical condition, and if so, I apologise. Anyway, I love the podcast. It cracks me up. The gay ghost episode is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, God, that was ages ago.
That's a while ago, yeah. You'll be pleased to know I've got quite a few pals hooked, and six of us will be coming to Brighton
yes!
to see you in October, hoping to have a proper G&D because I'm actually shite at making them. Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
You see, I'm glad that Lisa agrees with me that once you get 30, men and women, or whatever your gender is, should not run.
I've changed my mind since then.
Well, you disagree with me?
No, I agree with you. Oh, did I agree with you at the time?
I can't remember. No, possibly
but
not.
But I've seen it a few times and been like, mate, why are you running?
It's embarrassing. Sort your life out.
But they might have reasons, you know. The grandmother could be in hospital on her last breath. It's all right to run then.
Yes, but it shouldn't become a habit.
Next correspondence, please.
This is from Catherine from Dorset. Hi all, I suddenly thought the other day when William and Jordan do impressions of Ben, what would my dog or cat sound like?
I do think that. What would my dog sound like? What would
Frank... Oh yes, we've met Frank now.
Yeah.
What does Frank sound like?
Don't know.
Okay, we'll come back to you on that. I have two dogs and two cats. My dogs, I will attach a picture, of course, as they're beautiful, are a Labrador slash Staff cross and a beagle. Now, if my Labrador slash Staff cross could talk, he would definitely sound like Ben. And if my beagle could talk, he would sound like William. I've thought this for a while, but my stepdaughter clarified it for me when she said this evening, if Roo could talk, he would sound like one of those very well-spoken Englishmen. All la-dee-da.
Oh.
And that was it. I knew he would definitely sound like William. I'm sorry, Jordan, that I can't imagine any of my animals sounding like you.
Maybe your pet hamster.
Your pet rat or something.
No,
yes.
Pet hamster. Hiya! How are you? Are you feeding me? Oh, great! I've been on my wheel today. I've never had a drink. Oh, am I allowed out of the cage?
Thanks for the podcast and all the laughs until my ribs hurt. Uh-huh. I flap around sometimes like some sort of demented pigeon trying not to wet myself. And yes, indeed, Catherine has given us a photograph of her dogs. So which one do I look like, that one?
You look like the beagle. Hello. Mummy, why haven't you fed us yet? Mummy, come and feed us. And everyone's like, hi, I'm hungry.
I want some biscuits.
He's been at it all day whilst you've been at work.
Yeah. When, and so how do you think Frank sounds? Lots of people asking to see a picture of Frank. Do you have a picture of you?
Didn't
of
we
Frank?
Put the... Did you not film it? That bit where it...
It was Merchandise Matt doing it.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, I'll get a picture of Frank. I don't know what Frank would sound like.
Maybe. How old is Frank now?
He's getting on a bit now.
So it'd be like a slightly deeper, yeah. Gruff voice, maybe. Where did you get him from?
Preston.
Okay, so he's got a northern accent. So it's a deep northern accent. Give us that.
I don't know if I can.
All right, Jord. I live in Spain now.
I like the pool. He don't like the pool. I don't know.
I'm glad a dog doesn't like the pool. A dog should be absolutely nowhere near the pool.
Do they?
Not with, they shouldn't get in it. That's disgusting.
You try and do an impression of my dog.
You're right. That's sort of it. Sounds a bit like Jack Savaretti singing.
Say it again.
You're right.
Should we do some more You Know Eugene Diva Wens?
Let's. Yes, this was Catherine, our Eugene Diva, asked this. We did loads last week.
Look at all tissues lying around like it. It's like a teenage boy's bedroom. Look at this. What are all these? Look at this. All these tissues hanging around.
Well, they're
around.
Your side, not mine.
That's me being a teenager again.
Lovely. Right, look at that.
I'll go first. You know you're a Eugene Diva when you can't look at a dressing gown belt slash a watermelon slash a shoebox in the same way.
Oh my God, yes, that shoebox thing. That's disgusting. Nessa said you feel you need to say sitting every time someone says sat incorrectly.
Yes, you know you're a Eugene Diva, Samantha says, when you check to see if a pub or shop sells the bonnet.
Indeed. Yes, I bars normally. I will go in and I do like, I scan all
I do
of
as well.
The things to see if I can see it. Becky says you really want a pair of glittery high heels.
Martha says you know you're a Eugene Diva when you hear the name Wendy and automatically say, can I borrow your potato peeler?
Naomi says you know you're a Eugene Diva when you watch The Incredibles and can't figure out if it's Edna or William's mother.
No capes. Hello, darlings. It's William's mother here, Sarah, darlings.
Is there some sort of film where your Wendy Can I Borrow a Potato Peeler came from?
No, that was an actual impression of
a
neighbour.
Right. That I was... just wondered if you'd been inspired by... You know,
no. That was actually an impression of a neighbour.
Bug's Life or something.
Who came from across the road to borrow a potato peeler.
Right. It all went on.
Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? Anyway. You know Eugene Diva, this is from Andy. When you pop out to Sainsbury's for a weekly shop and come back with a Taste the Difference Greek-inspired spinach and feta tart and some strawberry onken, which your husband informs you were not on the list. I'm an advertiser's dream, says Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
And it's your sort that we love listening to this podcast. Thank you for all of those. Do continue to send them in. Can I just ask your pen that you've brought today?
Yeah.
It's a red Crayola. Felt tip.
Yeah.
Why?
I like to have a red pen.
Yeah, but that's a felt tip.
So if I write stuff down when I'm in the studio and that, I can see it clearly, so I can put...
William is a...
Is knob. I never knew this. Is it K-N-O-B or N-O-B?
It's with a K.
Is it actually?
Yes.
So like that.
Right.
So
thank
put
you.
It on there.
That's workplace harassment. See you at court.
Oh, well, don't talk to me about workplace harassment. Mm. The stuff you've said to me and the stuff we've said to Ben.
Yeah, to be fair. But when it's Ben, it's funny.
If he took us...
Even the tribunal found it funny.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah.
We were laughed out.
Even the tribunal would be like, oh, fair play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just... Again, a bit like men...
Order! 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 I call Benedict... What's Ben's surname? All right. Order! Order! I call Benedict Cumberbatch. No, sorry. Order! Order! I call Benedict Cartwright to give evidence in the witness box, please.
Thank you, Your Honour. So basically, it started back in 2018, Your Honour. And the boys, at first, was a bit banterous, Your Honour.
But
then they started doing impressions of me, and then even my dog, Your Honour, and now I'm...
Order! Order! I've heard quite enough. You could put a glass eye to sleep, young man. I find William and Jordan not guilty. This tribunal is adjourned. Order! That's how it go.
He's still having fun.
I'm just trying to flesh out this episode.
Yeah,
a bit
more. One thing, I was talking about your pen.
If you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. I'll read your bit. We love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get in touch with producer Ben.
See you next week.
Order!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.